And again, how can you do that if you haven't heard the truth? How can you be of the truth if you hadn't heard the truth? And on top of that, when it talks about of the truth, it's not actually genitive there, it's dative, and I know you don't care, so we'll move on. The word that's translated everyone is simply pos. And pos means all. Zip. Okay? So let's start there. All. All who are of the truth hear my voice. Still kind of doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? We changed everyone to all. But how do you still do the reality? Whoops, we haven't got there yet, have we? Truth. We've been here many times before. This word translated truth, though I think it's three times it's used there, aletheia. Aletheia. We say truth, okay? That means it's an absolute fact, okay? But it's past that. And when we deal with things in our lives with the kingdom of God, when we're dealing with Jesus, when we're talking to our Father, when we're going about our daily routine, we have to understand, we have to be able to get past that. We have to see past just what's going on around us. Otherwise, we'll be just like everybody else, right? So, this word is reality. We've talked about it many times before. It's fact. It's what's absolutely true. It's what's only true. It's what's always true. It is, in fact, reality. It's what is real. If you were going to substitute a single word instead of saying truth, you would say real. What is the reality of this? What is real? And we all know that there are things that we can't see that are even more real, quote unquote, than the things we can see, because the things that we see, Paul tells us, are temporary. They're temporary. They are subject to change. But those things, the eternal things, those things that we can't necessarily see, at least not on a regular basis, those things are eternal. They're not going to change. They're not going to alter. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? He's not going to change. That's reality. Jesus said, I came into the world to present evidence of the reality. I don't know if y'all are having fun, but if I was doing on the outside what I'm doing on the inside, y'all run out the door screaming. You have to let the Spirit of God show you these things. Otherwise, as Paul also wrote, the natural mind can't receive them. They're foolishness to him because these things are spiritually discerned. Jesus said, I came into the world. I was born to be a king. That's what I am. You just don't see it. He said, also in that same situation with Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. Well, how does that work? Well, he didn't say my kingdom doesn't have anything to do with the earth. He specifically used the word world, the system of the world. My kingdom's not of the stuff. I came into the world. I became visible into, I put on a body. I came into this world to present evidence of reality. That's how he could do what he did. He understood, knew, was. He understood that there are so many things that you can't see. He understood the demons. He understood the angels. He understood where it's fine. Okay. I said a word. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to someone and meditating on these kinds of things. And the phrase, two words that came to mind, I didn't want to use because it sounds a little, hokey. Y'all remember, was it last week? We talked about God not being a being. Like, that's the only way our mind thinks about it, so we use that word, and that's fine. And that he can take any form he wants to, after all he is God, right? That everything that exists only exists because of him. That there was a time when nothing that exists existed except him. And that in order to think about, in order to think of him plainly, and it's hard to do, he is simply existence. And remember what he told Moses, I cause what I become. Literally everything that exists in, of, out from, contained in him. That's, quote, God. He reveals himself to men. Jesus said, I came into the world to present evidence. God, existence himself, came into the world to present evidence of who he is and what he is and the fact that he is love. It's all purposeful goodwill. There's no evil. There's no bad. Now, I'm all the way back to where I was when I got interrupted. What I said was cosmic utility. That's why I didn't want to use the word. I saw your face, okay? Cosmic utility. Think of cosmic because it means it's everywhere. It's all out there, right? We're even told that the stars are continuing to be formed.